Death and Resurrection. Listen while I tell you now how it was that they crucified the Son of God. When Jesus Christ was here on earth, he did good to the people. He went from town to town teaching them the Word of God, and he healed all the people who came to him. But he also rebuked the people for their sinning. He rebuked the common people, but he also rebuked the authorities. For this reason, many people became angry with him. However, many people liked what Jesus did and said. They followed him everywhere. When the authorities saw how the people paid attention to Jesus, they became very jealous. One day, the authorities, because they were so angry and jealous about Jesus, they sent men to capture him. The men caught Jesus and brought him to be questioned. The main authority asked him, "Are you the Son of God?" When Jesus said yes, the authorities became all the more angry with him. They did not receive him as the Son of God. They all agreed to kill him. That same evening, they had him arrested and began to put their plan into action. The next morning, they nailed him to a cross. He was still alive when they did this. At noon, it became dark all over the earth. At mid-afternoon, Jesus died. Then it became light again. At the same time, there was a great earthquake. The soldier standing guard said, "Surely, this is the Son of God." That evening, a follower of Jesus came and took the body of Jesus down from the cross. He wrapped it in sheets, as is their custom, and carried it to a tomb which was carved into the rocky hillside. Then they closed the entrance of the tomb with a large stone. On the third day, some women went to the tomb to finish preparing the body. When they arrived, they saw that the big stone that was covering the entrance had been moved to one side. They went into the tomb. Inside, they saw a young man dressed in shining clothes. They were frightened. But the young man was an angel sent from God, and he told them, "Don't be afraid. You are looking for Jesus, but he is not here. He is alive. He has gone ahead of you into Galilee. You will see him there, as he had told you earlier." When the angel had finished speaking, the women left. Later, Jesus arrived where his followers were meeting. Jesus told them, "Go into all the world and tell people everywhere what I have taught you. People who believe will be saved. People who do not believe will not be saved." After speaking like that, Jesus went up to heaven. He is there now to help all who believe in him. He is also preparing places for us to live in. Someday he will return to take us to heaven. If we believe and obey him, we will be ready. But those who do not believe in Jesus and follow him will be sent to the place of suffering.